Welcome to the fifth quarter postgame show presented by Bank United. I'm John Congemi with former Dolphins O.J. McDuffie and Keith Sims. The Miami Dolphins go to 1-2 in the 2013 preseason. They lose 24-17 to the Houston Texans. Tonight, Ryan Tannehill, 10 of 15 for 141 yards and a touchdown. And the big gun on the outside, Mike Wallace, 3 receptions for 58 yards. But it was a too little too late in that first half. It was a 17-14 Houston lead at halftime. And then Houston kicks a field goal to go to halftime. They get a 33-yarder by T.J. Yates to Garrett Graham to go 24-14. Caleb Sturgis, the rookie kicker out of Florida, he converts from 43 yards out, but no scoring in the fourth quarter. It was all the first three quarters where the Houston Texans started off 7-0. Miami tied it at 7, tied it at 14 again on a 4-yard run by Lamar Miller. But, O.J., we talked in the pregame before the game started about Mike Wallace, about Ryan Tannehill getting some play. Well, we got some play. He was 10 of 15. But what I'd like to see was Mike Wallace. He had a comeback. He had a long one for 33. Then he had that stick route for the 9-yard touchdown.
Yes, you'd like to see. You know, everybody talks about what Ryan Tannehill and to Mike Wallace's combination, when it was going to come into fruition. And I think today was a good test of that. You know, you saw the comeback. You saw the nice takeoff down the sideline, which we want to see. I wish you could have gotten the end zone on that one, keeping him in bounds a little bit. Then you saw the stick route for the touchdown. But you also saw a nice block by Mike Wallace on Lamar Miller's touchdown. So Mike is doing what we thought he would do with this offense. He'll start to create some things for himself as well as for others and be able to do the job down the field as a blocker. That's a big plus for us,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Mike had those 3 receptions for 58, all on the 7-play, 80-yard drive. It took 3:05 off the clock, the 9-yard pass, Tannehill to Wallace to tie it at 7. Keith Sims, what did you see out of that first unit up front on that offensive line? They got to play some extended period tonight against the Texans, got into the second quarter. What did you see out of the starters?
They did, and I know people are going to jump to the conclusion that they didn't play that well. I think they got some work done tonight. Now, there's still an issue at right guard. Josh Shamuda struggled a little bit at right guard, a little bit, but we're, again, facing one of the best defensive lines in the NFL. But still with that, they were able to get Daniel Thomas, 4 carries for 25 yards. Not a bad average there. Lamar Miller, 5 carries for 10 yards, a touchdown. They were able to protect enough for Ryan Tannehill to find the connection you guys were just talking about to Mike Wallace and get the touchdown. So even though it wasn't as smooth as they'd want, and we've talked about this, like you said, in the pregame, they need time to come together. I think they took a step, a baby step forward. And if they get that right guard solidified for next week against Tampa, when they'll be out there for 3 quarters, I think they can make a huge leap for this offensive line.
Guys, it was also nice to see the turnovers come back in favor of the Miami Dolphins. They were able to get their hands on the football. The third play of the game, the interception by Brent Grimes, it was in the first series. It was right away. It was nice to see. He undercut the rookie, DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah, he undercut Hopkins. It was a nice anticipation. And you've seen it during training camp. It just hasn't translated to the game time because he hasn't been out there that much. But that was cat-like by Grimes.
Yeah, man, we've seen Brent do a great job in training camp against some really good receivers that this Dolphin team has. And no team in the preseason really has tested him. And he got tested a little bit today. Matt Schaub wanted to try to fit one into the rookie wide receiver. And Brent Grimes, being the crafty vet he was, stepped in front of him, made a heck of a play. A couple balls on the ground too that we didn't get at, so it's good to see the fact that, you know, we're around the ball, the ball's loose, a couple fumbles we didn't get on, we did get on one, an interception. I think that's going to be a tell of things to come.
Well, the cloud over the game is the injury to Dustin Keller, the tight end for the Miami Dolphins, and guys, I just think this is a game changer for this offense, because there's not one guy on this roster that does what Dustin Keller could do for this offense. And Keith, you know, we all were looking at each other. That's a enormous blow to this offense.
John, we are still sick to our stomachs over it. It was a gruesome injury. You hope and pray that he's going to be okay in some facet. And he's a guy that's done everything the Dolphins have asked of him. He came here on a 1-year contract to prove he was worth the big money, took a gamble on the team, and he was the perfect fit, the missing link for this offense. You brought Mike Wallace in, you re-signed Brian Hartline, and he was the tight end piece to get down the middle. And it's going to hurt this team, and we're looking at what they're going to do now. Now, other guys are going to have to step up. I hope he's okay, but there's not a guy in this roster that could do what Dustin Keller did.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. You're going to need 3 guys to do what Dustin did. A blocker, guy can run some routes, and that's what you didn't want. You want a lot of versatile guys, and Dustin was one of those guys that was very versatile.
Well, he's going to be missed. If it's as bad as it looks, he's definitely going to be missed.